Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
So Nicole had a one-night stand last Halloween. She thought it went great, but she hasn't reached out to the guy. He hasn't reached out to her. She's a little curious on, A, if he remembers her, and B, she'd like to not be able to call it a one-night stand anymore.
Yeah, so this happened Halloween last year. He was dressed up as a one-night stand at the Halloween party. As Abby said earlier, he basically manifested this.
He spoke it and dressed it into existence.
And they had a great night, one night together, but did not exchange numbers. They went their separate ways and have never talked to each other since. But since Halloween was rolling back around, she started thinking about that one-night stand and was like, you know what? He was really cute and he was nice and, you know, that other part went really well as well. So I'm kind of wondering what he's up to. So she didn't have his number, but she did find him on Instagram. So she reached out to us to reach out to him to see if A, he remembers her, and B, if he would be interested in going out with her, because girl math, if she goes out with him again and they do it, she no longer has a one night stand on her record.
Yeah, there is a chance, and Abby brought this up, that if he does this regularly, like, he may not remember this one specific one, except for the date. Like, he might go back and go, oh, it was last Halloween, I remember her. But if he's doing it often, and he's got numbers, he may not even remember, right?
Yeah, depending on her costume, it might not have been that memorable.
Even if he is doing it often, though, I doubt he's doing it from a one-night stand costume. Like, right. I would hope that's only
ever remember because it's Halloween.
Right.
Nicole, we forgot to ask you. He was dressed up as a one-night stand. What were you dressed up as?
The other night stand?
Not the most creative. I was a nurse.
Oh, a nurse. Okay.
Nurse. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Hey, Nicole, let me get Tommy on here with you right now. Tommy is our show director. You gave him the one night stands Insta. He reached out. We got answers.
And I was able to get in touch with Leo via DM. I explained that someone he had spent some time with was interested in getting in touch with him, and he wanted to hear more. And so I said, so this person that you spend time with is interested in possibly reconnecting. And Leo responded, okay, so why didn't they just call or text me? And I said, she didn't have your number. And he said, oh, then we must not have been very close. And I said, that is debatable. And he said, what do you mean? Then why doesn't she have my number? And I said, well, you may have not known each other long enough to be emotionally close. However, you were physically close. And then Leo said, okay, well, that doesn't narrow it down.
Leo, you dog.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, so but if I hear physically close, I don't think as in doing it, I would imagine like in my physical presence.
No? Get the sense that Leo gets around.
I think we're going down the path labeled Abby's idea. Mm-hmm. And then I said, according to her, you were the only one night stand she has ever had. And Leo said, still doesn't help me who she is. So I think, yeah, he's
all right.
Yeah,
he's a pro.
And I said, it is Leanne. His response, ? And I said, do you remember Leanne? And he said, help me out. And I said, you met at a Halloween party. And he's like, dude, you're going to have to be more specific. Which Halloween party?
This year, last year, 5 years ago? What did she look like?
So evidently he makes a habit of this. And I said, to be honest, I don't know what she looks like. and I don't know which Halloween party. I didn't anticipate having to narrow it down for you further. All I know is that it was last year, and you were dressed as a one-night stand. And he said, okay, I kind of think I know who you're talking about. And I said, great. So would you be interested in meeting up with her for a drink or for dinner? And he said, sure, why not?
Of course he is. Are you kidding me? He's like, is this a trick question?
And so you're saying she's a sure thing?
Okay. Okay. Why not?
I said, great, can I ever text you? And he said, I thought she didn't have my number. And I said, she doesn't. I'm asking if you'll give it to me so I can pass it on to her. And he said, sure, it's blah, 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 blah. I said, great, I'll pass it on.
All right, Nicole, as your radio girlfriend, do you really want to pursue this?
No, don't do it.
I mean, I think it's worse, like, drinks or dinner.
This guy's a boost.
No, listen, there's nothing wrong with one-night stands.
Yeah, you know what you're getting into, though. Yeah. I mean, if you agree to this, you know what this is about, right?
You never know, but yeah, probably.
We know.
If you're looking just for a roll in the hay, then go for it.
Dude sounds like a boosh.
Yes, but...
Yeah, but if he's good in that area, you know what? You can work your way around that.
You're just wasting your time.
I'm just saying, if you're looking, if you want a relationship, if that's where you are in your stage of life, this guy's not going to give it to you.
He'll give you something else.
Yeah. Okay.
Let us know
an
how
STD. You should show up in the nurse's costume and definitely give him a herpes test.
Maybe. Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you know what you're getting into now. We'll give you the number if you want to hook up with this dude again. I would definitely have him tested beforehand, but...
Wear a hazmat suit. Yeah.
You better double up on that suit.
Yes, slut-shame Leo.
Or you can just hit him up on Instagram. He's at Leo STD.
The Burt Show.